to the AIOEO podcast. A special podcast I created that you can listen to for free anytime. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to my podcast without getting bored, because there are so many things to do. Guys, have you ever been in a time when your coworkers are difficult to get to invite a meeting? Have you ever spent too much time in meetings? Have you ever felt that meetings don't even help get work done and or don't produce solutions that are right on target? Have you ever been in a meeting where it confused you guys? It means your meeting has not been effective. Therefore, it's very important for us to understand in advance the basic of holding a meeting. What is the purpose of holding a meeting? What is the exact time? What are the obstacles if the meeting is not held? What the alternative, etc. Don't worry, be happy, my friends. Here, I will also provide tips so that the meeting that you will hold runs effectively and optimally. Because it's useless if your meeting turns out to be vain. Okay guys, check it out, let's build thoroughly one by one. So, a meeting here means gathering of at least two or more people to decide on a goal. So friends, usually the goal is to communicate plan, set policies, make decision, and provide motivation. Meetings can also be used as a medium of communication between people or office leader and their staff, and for a person or group of people to unite their minds to do certain things. Before the meeting is held, of course, the chairman of the meeting must determine the steps to make it successful. For that, guys, the leader must determine whether or not a meeting is need determine the objective, select participants, set the agenda, and prepare the meeting location. Because meeting are activities that require money and time, okay? Furthermore, whether or not a meeting organizer is necessary is based on several considerations. Okay, the first, the purpose of the meeting. The purpose of this meeting based on urgency must be determined precisely at the initial stage. If there is nothing serious to discuss, the meeting doesn't need to be held. Second, punctuality. Meetings need to consider the right time to discuss an issue and the completeness of the information. It's better not to hold a meeting than to postpone the invitation that has been sent. Third, what might have happened if the meeting had not been held? If it's impossible for something to happen because the meeting was not held, then the meeting doesn't need to be held. However, if the holding of the meeting determines that without the meetings, the decision will be delayed, or important information will not be conveyed to the person concerned, then this is the right reason to hold a meeting. And the last thing, guys, is to think of alternative that can be done other than meetings. Okay, meetings are the only way to share ideas and information within an organization. Telephone conversation or memos can serve to communicate goals more efficiently. AIUEO, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for me to share a secret so that your meeting can run smoothly and, of course, be effective. Yay! The main thing to work around this is that you have to start making clear and well-organized and neat meeting agendas. So that work productivity also increases, holding an effective meeting is not difficult if we have the commitment to make it happen, guys. Here are some ways you can do it easily. The first is to prepare a meeting agenda from scratch. Do not let you and all employees set the meeting agenda suddenly. For example, they will hold a meeting on Thursday morning but only set the agenda on Wednesday evening. Okay, of course, something like this can make the meeting less effective, thus the meeting participants will not know clearly what agenda will be implemented. You can provide what the agenda looks like to the meeting participants at least a few days before the meeting is held. That way, participants know exactly what to prepare so it doesn't take up much time. The second is to set the best time possible. For meetings to be effective, time must be managed as best as possible. You should consider the amount of time needed for all the topics to be covered. For example, a meeting that lasts for 2 hours will discuss 4 topics on an agenda. Imagine how long it will take for all the topics. Between one topic and another doesn't necessarily require the same time. Third, seeking input and suggestion for meeting participants. Ask all meeting participants if they have any suggestion on the meeting topic. If they have suggestions, ask why this topic should be discussed. With this, you can add to the agenda if it needs to be discussed properly. This method can make meetings more effective and productive, guys. Fourth, there is the identification of all participants. Okay, not all employees have to participate in meetings. However, providing invitation to the right meeting participant is necessary for the meeting to be effective. This is also aligned with the goals that have been met from the beginning. You can ask questions. For example, such as who should know the information provided and who can provide supporting facts and data at the meeting. Fifth, make a list of questions. Before the meeting is held, you can make a list of questions from all participants. Questions certainly have such great power. Apart from the questions,
will help participants prepare themselves before participating in the event. Not only that, but questions can also make participants seek more in-depth information and determine their opinion, so that when they come to the meeting, they have an idea and can liven up the atmosphere. The sixth is to determine the process to be carried out later. Meetings will run effectively and productively if you can convey the necessary processes. The process will help to know the step taken to get the final result or decision. For example, 10 minutes is spent discussing the marketing carried out, then 5 minutes discussing the technical execution. Last thing is to conclude, friends. When the meeting is over, don't forget to conclude the meeting that was held. You can also determine what targets will be achieved next. And the closing step that you have to do is to determine what meeting agenda will be discussed next. That way, it will be easier for you to determine the meeting agenda and be able to develop it even better. So, the conclusion that we can draw from the secret of holding an effective meeting is that making meetings live flyer is not an easy thing, especially when convoluted meetings become a tradition that is continuously carried out. So, to have an effective meeting, you have to start slowly, friends. Cannot do it all at once. Guys, that's all I want to talk about in this episode. Well, we will meet again in the next episode on Friday. If that is the case, I'm Anissa. I will say goodbye. Spread love, not stubborn.